I'm Tom Michael here in the studio, and we're continuing with our local interviews. I'm pleased to be talking to two members of Ballroom Marfa, staff members J.D. DeFabio and Melissa McDonald. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much for giving us this airtime. We are so thrilled to be able to share this opportunity and really so gracious for you to give us some airtime during this really important pledge drive.
Of course. Ballroom Marfa, a great partner of ours and supporter as well. And there is a public meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the Crawley Theater in Marfa. And basically, it's an opportunity to ask questions and get answers about the proposed drive-in project. Let me say, we learned in Sterry Butcher's article in the Big Bend Sentinel last month that Presidio County officials and Ballroom Marfa have agreed to explore that public-private partnership that could not only bring improvements to Vizcaino Park, but also bring the long-sought drive-in, the Ballroom Drive-In, to fruition. Where are we at now?
Well, for the listeners who aren't familiar with the project, Ballroom Marfa has been in the sort of concept and design phase of realizing a drive-in for Marfa for the better part of 6 years. We have engaged with a couple of different locations and several architects, and now we have found the architect and the design that we really love, and the sort of final thing that we needed to accomplish was finding the perfect home. Over the last couple of years, we explored many sort of private land options, and the prospect of having to build roads and bring in electricity and bring in plumbing and all the basic infrastructure that we would need to realize a functioning drive-in and amphitheater were cost prohibitive. So we tabled our dream. And we're really waiting for an opportunity to move forward. And this new opportunity with Presidio County as our partner and the location of Vizcaino Park really basically, from our perspective, is everything we could have wanted and more.
Again, Ballroom Marfa, a multicultural arts organization. J.D. DeFabio and Melissa McDonald here in the studio. Melissa, who is the architect that's been chosen?
The architect is Moss. They're a firm, a collaborative firm, Michael Meredith and Hillary Sample. Michael Meredith was a Shenandoah resident in 2001.
One, yes.
Yes, so he's very familiar with Marfa and has been out here frequently. And he's very excited to see the project back and you know, having new life with Vizcaino Park. And he's really excited about the kind of possibility.
Again, we're describing this project. You'll have an opportunity, the listener, to ask the organizers some questions yourselves. But I'm going to take this opportunity on the radio to ask you questions. At ballroommarfa.org, we see some concept designs and some rendering. You said you're in the concept stage, but you actually have a plan in place.
Well, we have the drawings that you see, the renderings are from the kind of last site. So we have a design that we're very happy with as far as how the kind of relationship of cars and pedestrians, the kind of seating area, how the screen works and how the projection booth works. What we don't have is, and what we need to develop over the coming months with in partnership with the county and the community is how to establish that design in Vizcaino Park, what other programs we want to bring to the project in addition to just a drive-in theater. And so tonight we're really looking to talk to the community and members of Presidio County that to discuss what kind of format can kind of take place over the next few months through the development of the design for Vizcaino Park.
Yet this meeting is very exciting to us because it won't be simply a presentation of our plan. And a lot of the questions that I think people might want answered, we don't have answers to. And to me, that's actually very exciting and really shows that we want to build this going forward with the community rather than putting forth a sort of completed concept and plan and then presenting it for critique.
So this will be one of those whiteboard sessions where anything anyone says, you'll write down, you'll take, you know, I want to see old-timer baseball every Friday night at the Vizcaino Park and we need a concession stand or something. And you'll collect all that information. Again, this is a very exciting project. Not only that, let's talk about, we're talking about the people's long history of Vizcaino Park, but also the drive-in, do we think would promote tourism here?
Absolutely. I think that both the new initiative, Cinemarfa, and the existing film festival, the Marfa Film Festival, shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is an audience for film both in Marfa, and that film in Marfa can draw people from the entire country.
Melissa, there was once a drive. There were many drive-ins in this area a long time ago, yes?
Correct. Actually, JD could probably speak kind of directly about his issues working on the research.
Yeah, in researching this project, I've been with Ballroom since 2007. So I've been working on how to realize the capital campaign for a project of this size since basically my first day at Ballroom. And in my research, I found that drive-ins were absolutely a mainstay of every small town in the entire country, really, but the South and areas where there's really nice weather. And out here, especially, there's not a lot of rain.
And dark skies.
And dark skies. At the peak, I think there were around 5,000 drive-ins across the area. And right now, there's really just a handful. I think there's one in Midland, Odessa, and that's really the only existing drive-in.
We'll have to discuss why the demise of drive-ins, probably for another show.
Yeah.
Again, this is an opportunity for you, the listener, to talk to the organizers of the Ballroom Marfa proposed drive-in for Vizcaino Park. For those of you that aren't familiar, that's on the northeast side of Marfa. And Presidio County officials also will probably be in attendance.
Yes, we have Paul Hunt will definitely be in attendance, the Presidio County judge. And so just to kind of run through the course of the evening's events, we're going to start at 7 o'clock. We'll just have a kind of informal discussion and refreshments for about 20 minutes. And then Fairfax, JD, and Paul Hunt will kind of introduce both the drive-in project and what the partnership means between Presidio County and Ballroom. And then we'll have a short presentation about the siting of the drive-in at Vizcaino Park, just to kind of discuss where we're thinking of locating it. And then also the kind of what the design of the screen kind of looks like, the scale relationship. And then we'll discuss the improvements at Vizcaino Park and what kind of potential lays there.
Well, thank you so much. We've been talking to Melissa McDonald and J.D. DeFabio again, 7 o'clock tonight at the Crawley Theater. Is there anything else to encourage people, if they have questions, to come out? Anything else people should know about this evening's presentation?
Well, I think the thing to keep in mind, especially for us in taking this project from a private endeavor into a more public capacity and really placing it in a park that is underused, is to really think about the drive-in project as a catalyst for a multi-stage park improvement plan. We have lots of hopes and lots of dreams about what we can do at Vizcaino Park, including solar, possibly wind energy, rain collection, improving the existing landscape, improving the restroom facilities is top of our list, and also creating an environment that not only encourages the people of Marfa to use this park that will be a shining example of what a park can be, but it will also be something that we can be proud to show all the visitors that we host in our area.
And if you would like to give feedback, we've put out a survey both in the Big Bend Sentinel a few weeks ago, and we still have that survey. It's available both in English and Spanish. And feel free to bring the surveys tonight. Feel free to drop them by Ballroom, or you could mail them in. Also, the address is there. And contact us if you need to get a hold of a survey and give us feedback about the improvements of Vizcaino Park.
Well, thanks to you both.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks, Tom. Call in now and pledge.
Yes.
Call in now, especially if there's a matching pledge.
Right.
That's the day to call
in. Isn't
it?
Ballroom, Marfa, the drive-in, and the future of Vizcaino Park. This is Nancy Griffith, drive-in movies and dashboard lights from the MCA years.
Sister had a crystal voice. She played a silver tone from Montgomery Ward. By songs in Monroe hair. She sure could turn the boys' heads to stare.
Swimwear, Santa tan, and haunt them was all she learned in school. Books were for the other girls, and the other girls were fools. Texas back in 69 was drive-in movies and dashboard lights. Father waltzed her down the aisle, 'cause college didn't suit her style. Sad truth was she could barely read. If you told dear father, well, he wouldn't believe you. The telephone rang and drove mother insane from the hearts left on the shelf. Sister's gone and she won't be home, 'cause she didn't take care of herself. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. Fraternity, where is she now? She's heavy up by lifetime integrity. Someone should have told her, when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Mother, can't you hear your daughter crying? Father, wake up, her youth is dying. A grown husband's gone away, and it's a shame, 'cause she had such a lovely face. Can't you see she needed more than, oh, what a pretty child. You never taught her truth from lie, all you told her was to smile. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboard lights. She now, backseat queen of paternity. Where is she now? She's heavy up by light on integrity. Someone should have told her, when beauty's all you offer, how soon the world discovers that your beauty's gone. It's gone. Texas back in 69 was driving movies and dashboards.